Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Bergen County. This is John Insulin at The Record. I cover county government and politics for the paper, and I'd like to welcome you on this gorgeous, gorgeous spring day, Friday, May 29th. Temperature is just 81 degrees outside the Woodland Park studios here, to another edition of Record Talk Radio. Got a good program for you lined up today. I hope you got out there today. I know I did. I spent the morning covering the Teen Arts Festival, 40th annual Teen Arts Festival, that the county and Bergen Community College sponsor at the college in Paramus. So watch for a story on that in tomorrow's Record. And in today's Record, I don't know about you, but I'm fascinated by this tug of war that's broken out over a piece of abstract expressionist art that used to grace the side, as a mural, the side of Alexander's in Paramus. Many of us, of course, remember growing up with that art. It's been in a storehouse in Karlstadt for the last couple of years. Allison Preece has a fascinating front page story today on what's happening with that, mural, as there's an attempt to bring it to Patterson, but there's an attempt to not bring it to Patterson as well. So check that story out and stay with NorthJersey.com and tomorrow's Record for the latest on that story. Also in today's paper, I have a story on an interesting thing that happened in the county yesterday. County Executive James Tedesco and Freeholder Tracy Zur unveiled a partnership that the county is striking up with Rutgers University, specifically with Rutgers School of Public Affairs and Administration, to have their graduate students conduct a targeted data analysis of data that's already collected by the county and to analyze it with an eye toward improving productivity on the county's part. I've got three interviews lined up for you here today that I taped yesterday after the press conference. First, let's hear Jim Tedesco talk about his thoughts on this project. And apologies in advance for the audio. It's a little low. You might want to crank up your speakers on this one. But here goes.
Well, Jim, tell me what you're rolling out here today.
We're rolling out a program that's going to allow us to take data, analyze data, and then use that data to determine and make decisions as to how we manage our county, the services that we provide, along with offering that to municipalities here in Bergen County to take advantage of that. Not only can they take advantage of the data, but they can take advantage of the findings so that as we come up with suggestions and ideas and we try them, if they're working, it allows them to take that same idea and implement it right away because you've used the data, you've used the information, and you've proven the theory. And so that's the exciting part about this is that the county gets a benefit and the local municipality is going to benefit. And because there's no cost, we're doing it, at a way that graduate students get a benefit out of it because it helps with their master's program and things. So it's a win. When you look at it, there's more wins than I can say win for. It's something that's unique and different, and it's done in the private industry, and we're bringing it to government. And as the doctor said, private industry has a 2-3% increase in gain every year, and we're looking to do that or better. So.
All right. That's what Jim Tedesco said about this program, which is basically going to look at data such as, let's say, how the county uses road salt in a year or how the county delivers health and human services. There's already a lot of data in hand, but there's not a lot of analysis. So the hope is that these students will provide the analysis. I was kidding Tracy Zur, who's the chair of the Freeholders Shared Services Committee. I was kidding her that this was the ultimate policy wonk subject matter, but she laughingly disputed that. So let's hear what Tracy had to say.
You were saying this is not just a matter of being a policy wonk.
This is not just a matter of being policy wonk. This is being able to really turn the information that we're gathering into action for our citizens. You know, I think to be able to make smart decisions also does, as Dean Holzer mentioned, it instills trust in government. It's not an arbitrary decision. It's based upon the information that we've gathered from our experience, and then to actually have the benefit of pairing this up with best practices across the country and across the world, that's even better.
All right. That's Tracy Zier speaking. And now finally, Mark Holzer, who is the dean of the Rutgers School of Public Affairs and Administration, somebody who has written several books on the topic of measuring, you know, how well government is doing, and somebody who will be overseeing this project as it rolls out in the next couple of weeks. Let's listen to what Dean Holzer had to say.
Well, Mark, tell me what it is that you're hoping to do here in Bergen County with this project.
Well, we're hoping to help Bergen County stretch its resources, but improve the quality of service delivery at the same time across all county functions and all municipal functions. And we're a partner. We are absorbing the direct cost of this in terms of the software and in terms of the support. And we think Bergen County is ideally situated to demonstrate how government can be improved this way and how government can deliver as promised to its citizens.
What's in it for Rutgers and your students?
Students get real-world experience. Students get to apply what they've learned in the classroom to actual problem-solving situations. And students get to see the results of that.
Right. That's Mark Holzer, the dean of the School of Public Affairs and Administration at Rutgers. Of course, this will be done, county officials say, at no cost to Bergen County taxpayers. It will not cost any money on the county's end of it. The students will be simply getting credit for the work they do through the school. So if you'd like to see more on that story, check out today's Record. It's also on northjersey.com. And, of course, stay tuned to the Record and the Bergen Beat for all the latest on your Bergen County news. Till then.